John chapter 8, verses 21 through 30. They said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Why do I speak to you at all?" At first reading, we critique the people Jesus addresses in this eighth chapter of John's Gospel. It is easy for us to find their incomprehension of Jesus incredulous. After all, they have walked with him, watched him, witnessed his miracles, mercy, and his forgiveness. We, on the other hand, we know Jesus. We recognize him and hear him. We could never ask, "Who are you?" with such blatant disbelief and confusion. Or at least, we would like to think so. Army investigators in Iraq have cleared Apache Company soldiers of any wrongdoing in Tal Afar. The whole incident took barely 15 seconds. Night was falling on January 18th, and Apache's men had almost finished their day in Tal Afar, a rundown city of 200,000 near the Syrian border. Hussein Hassan was hurrying to get home. His wife Camilla sat beside him in the family opal. Their five youngest children, ages 2 to 14, were squeezed in the back seat with a 6-year-old cousin. They had been at his brother's house, but now curfew was 15 minutes away, and Tal Afar streets are no place for a family after dark. Hussein turned off Tal Afar's main traffic circle onto Mansour Boulevard. 12-year-old Rakan was first to spot the soldiers in the deepening dusk. They were waving their arms and raising their assault rifles. The boy jumped up in the back seat. Before he could open his mouth to warn his father, a storm of gunfire struck the car, killing both parents and covering the children with their blood. The unit's chaplain, Captain Ed Willis, said there was no reason to feel guilty. Quote, "If you kill someone on the battlefield, whether it's another soldier or collateral damage, that doesn't fit under thou shalt not kill," end quote. Jesus said to them, "Why do I speak to you at all?" Why indeed? You speak to us, Jesus, because you cannot help yourself. Your own surrender to the power of love cannot allow you to resist what you know you must do. You know the one who has sent you. You know that this one is true, and you have to declare what you know to be truth. So you continue to speak to us. You invite us again and again into an intimacy with you which can transform our lives, our minds, our hearts. We are so good at spiritual realization as far as you are concerned. It is the actualizing of who you are in us that we have so much difficulty with. Integrating fully into our lives the message of divine mercy and forgiveness is entirely demanding. Yet, do we not regularly receive your body and blood? How willing are we to allow you to become our own flesh and blood? Do I allow the beat of my heart responding to the beat of God's heart, my breath, the breath of my body breathing the breath of your spirit? You alone fill our hollowness. Only you, in your infinite patient love, can speak the words which eventually allow us to understand who you are. We become too sophisticated in our religion to hear your simple truth, to love one another as you love us. Dogma and tradition can cloud your simple truth of unconditional mercy. Theological study, magisterial teaching, rationalizing our human behavior censors the unbridled application of your word. Collateral damage. Could such words ever come from your mouth? What have we done? Yet, you relentlessly pursue our hearts. You speak in silence. You knead our conscience into your own mind. One by one, you call each of us. One by one, you love each of us. One by one, you give us the courage to stop resisting your compassion. And we allow our intimacy with the Beloved to have its uncensored way with us. Joshua stopped resisting. Joshua Castile, a former soldier who served as an interrogator at Abu Ghraib. Joshua is a 27-year-old from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Joshua has a Christian background, and as a young boy, always dreamed of becoming a soldier. Within a few months after his training, after signing up in the wake of 9/11, Joshua was sent to be an Arabic linguist and interrogator. He was deployed to Baghdad and Abu Ghraib prison. Joshua tells his story. My turning point came when a 22-year-old Saudi who came to Iraq for jihad was brought before me for questioning for the third time. I knew what this man had endured up to this moment. I was aware of what happened at Abu Ghraib. The man was a self-possessed jihadist. He came from Saudi Arabia for the sole purpose of killing people like me. Yet the entire time we spoke, he talked to me with a gentle calmness and an evangelical tone, whereby I genuinely believed he desired my good. As I grappled with trying to desire his. He tried to convert me to Islam from start to finish, and coming from an evangelical Christian background, I felt in familiar territory, as if I were speaking simply to my Muslim counterpart, not my enemy. Then we began to discuss war and violence. I asked him why he came to kill. He asked me, why did I? At that point, I knew I could go no further, unless I wanted to get into a debate about which of us had the more just cause. 2 days later, Joshua went to Qatar on leave. Joshua struggled with the pure knowledge he had of Jesus and all he had known about Jesus' entire life. When Joshua came back to Abu Ghraib, he told his commander that he would be applying for conscientious objector status. He filed his application on February 16th and was granted an honorable discharge on May 31st. They said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Why do I speak to you at all?" "You speak to us, Jesus, because you refuse to give up on us. You speak to us because you know the truth of our spirit. You know that when we stop resisting your love, we'll have its way with us. You know the body we eat and the blood we drink is transforming.